Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome back after a bit of a break to Helpful Hints with me, Mr. Hints. Today, as promised, we're going to look at density and the density required practical. Density is just a measure of how much stuff we can fit into a certain space. If we think back to the last episode, we saw everything as tiny spheres called particles. We can think of these as having different masses and sizes themselves, so when we put them all together, we end up with things of different masses and sizes as well. To help standardise things a bit, we can talk about things in terms of their density. Something which is very dense is going to be very heavy for the size it takes up. Think about gold. You may have seen those videos of the challenge with the gold bar in the box, and if you can put your hand through the gap and remove the gold bar, you win. Sounds easy in principle, but because of the density of gold, it makes it quite difficult to pick up. Compare that to, say, wood, and it would probably be quite a bit easier. Wood has a much smaller mass compared to the volume, which is the amount of space, it takes up. Therefore, it has a smaller density. That brings us on to our definition of density, and it's the mass per unit volume. Again, here the definition can help us to remember the equation. Per simply means divide, so to find the density of a material, you take the mass and divide it by the volume. Sometimes the units can go two ways here. Technically speaking, we'd want to be in kilograms per meter cubed, but that can give us some very high numbers. So we often quote things in grams per centimeter cubed. Just take care here in an exam, making sure to double check any of the units you have been given, including any on the answer line, and make sure you do the correct conversions. What we learnt last episode helps us here again when thinking about the density of different states. Closely compact things, in other words a solid, is going to be more dense than things which are floating around with lots of space between the particles, even if they have the same mass. A gas takes up a lot more volume than the solid equivalent, and with the same mass. So taking the same number and dividing it by a bigger one is going to give us a smaller value. Hence why gases are less dense than solids. Remember, the gap between the particles isn't air, it is literally nothing. Density is an opportunity for us to have a go at a required practical. You have three ways you need to be able to calculate the density practically. For a regular object, an irregular object, and for liquid. A regular object is something like a cube, where you can measure all of the sides easily. So that's all you have to do to work out the volume. Measure each side of the shape with a ruler, multiply them together, and there's your volume. Place the object on a balance to get the mass, and divide this by the volume. There's density. Remember to always quote the formula, as the question will ask you how to obtain the density using the equipment, and if you don't put the actual formula, you haven't done all of what the question has asked. An irregular object is trickier, and works on something called Archimedes' principle. He was a well-known Greek mathematician, physicist, and engineer, all-round clever guy, who said that if you submerge an object in water, the amount of water which is displaced, in other words, which rises up above the previous level, is equal to the volume of the object. So if you take your rock or other irregular object, which would be impossible to measure the size of, and place it into some water, the water which rises is equal to the volume of the rock. In my class, we use something called a Eureka can, as that's what Archimedes shouted when he got in the bath and had the idea. This is a can with a spout about 3/4 of the way up. Fill the water up to the spout and gently place the object in. Collect the water which is displaced and obtain the volume using a measuring cylinder. The volume of water displaced is equal to the volume of the object. Use a balance to get the mass, do mass over volume, and there's your density. Easy. Finally, we need to be able to find the density of a liquid. The volume is simple, just use a measuring cylinder, but the mass is harder. We can't simply pour it onto a balance. So instead, we could place an empty beaker onto the scales and reset the balance to zero. Now, when we pour the liquid in, the balance will only take into account the liquid added. Once again, mass over volume will give us density. And there you have it, everything you need to know about density. It's a good idea now to go and try some questions on using the equation with different units, so you can have some practice. Next episode, we'll be looking at gas pressure for the separate scientists. Thanks for listening.